Every time I spend time in a birdie place, stories unfold before my eyes. Some are tragedies, some romances, and some comedies, but they're always fascinating. I spent a morning at the Vieira Wetlands south of Titusville, Florida, taking photos and watching what was happening. A hungry green heron had just caught a sucker. Anyone who says hard work and persistence always triumph has never watched a poor little sucker struggle against a heron. The sucker wrapped itself around the heron's face, writhing and fighting, while the heron held the sucker's head firmly in its beak and bashed it against the ground and then tried to drown it. I watched for over 5 minutes until the heron worked its way behind some weeds, so I never saw the final result. But I suspect that this particular drama ended as a tragedy from the poor sucker's viewpoint. I never begrudge anyone a meal, but somehow whenever I see this kind of struggle, I toy with the idea of becoming a vegetarian. I spent about 15 minutes trying to get good photos of a marsh wren. Suddenly, the nearby coot started making loud warning noises, and when I checked it out, I saw a raccoon moseying around the edge of a stand of cattails. He'd work his way into the reeds, and when the vegetation got too thick, would back out again and edge around to another spot. Sometimes he'd disappear from my sight for several minutes, but I could keep track of where he was by watching the tops of the weeds rustle above him and by listening for the panicking birds nesting within the thick vegetation. There aren't many animals more adorable than a raccoon, and one of their many charms is their curiosity. Unfortunately, that's also one of their worst qualities, from the viewpoint of the many birds and reptiles whose eggs or nestlings provided a raccoon meal. When I'd hear a loud squawk and suddenly a couple of moorhens would fly up, I'd see the situation entirely from their viewpoint. The voracious raccoon could make a light lunch of a clutch of eggs that a bird had produced and tended for weeks. It was easy to see raccoons as nuisances at best, and maybe even downright evil. But then the raccoon would work his way out, and I'd get a glimpse into his big brown eyes and see the world through them, filled with interesting sights, sounds, and smells, and tasty eggs just perfect for grasping with soft little hands and gobbling down to fill a hungry tummy. A beautiful red-shouldered hawk circling over the marsh was suddenly chased off by an equally beautiful northern harrier. I decided that there isn't one simple story in the entire world of nature where one bird's predator may be another bird's dinner. Then I saw a great blue heron carrying a big long stick up into a palm tree where its mate waited eagerly. She worked the stick into the nest and then they preened their gorgeous breeding feathers. Her head pressed against his neck for a romantic moment, and I thought here was simplicity itself, building a nest from twigs that were already dead in the service of supporting new life. What simpler and more perfect than love and new life, home and hearth? Then I looked down to the water below where I could pick out the forms of a dozen speckled fish swimming not far from where an alligator basked. Herons very often nest above alligator hunting areas. If a baby heron falls from the nest, it's doomed anyway. But young herons are most tenacious and don't often let go of their safe little home. Meanwhile, raccoons with an eye on heron eggs or chicks may not survive the swim to the nest tree. That's another fascinating story, but one I'd sure hate to see played out. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.